Field working opportunities across the Midwest will be somewhat restricted as we move forward through the next full week, as there are a number of disturbances that will likely put down additional precipitation across the region. The first disturbance that's going to impact the region is a weak frontal boundary that lies across the lower parts of the Midwest, and this frontal boundary will act as a trigger mechanism for some shower and thunderstorm activity as we move forward through the day today and into the day tomorrow. This particular frontal boundary is not going to be a real significant rain producer, but it does keep the cloudiness around and will help to hold the temperatures back, at the same time producing some showers. So there won't be a good drying rate across the region until just before the next major frontal system arrives, and that'll be probably Thursday afternoon in the eastern portions of the Midwest. So field work is not likely to advance very well. Now, on Thursday afternoon, we will see a quick surge of temperatures in the upper 70s and some 80s in the lower eastern Midwest. There may be some sunshine and windy conditions occurring that afternoon, but it will be short-lived because there will be a line of severe thunderstorms that will be forming off to the west and will work its way right across the eastern Midwest as we move forward into the night Thursday night and early on Friday morning. Now, the thunderstorms that are expected are also going to impact the western portions of the Corn Belt. We'll see a lot of this starting to evolve as early as tomorrow night and into Thursday. We'll look for some storminess already impacting parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Iowa as we get forward into the day on Wednesday. The line of thunderstorms will become most significant as we move from Wednesday night into Thursday, though, and at that point we'll likely see some hefty amounts of rainfall along that same line. Some hail and damaging wind will be possible as well, and quite a temperature contrast will occur across the frontal boundary, with temperatures in the 70s and some 80s expected in the eastern Midwest, while readings in the 40s and 50s will be common in the parts of the central and northern plains. Well, the same storm system will actually be producing some adversity in the northwestern portion of the Corn Belt as early as tonight and tomorrow, and that's going to be in the form of rain and snow. Yeah, another snowstorm is likely to impact the Dakotas and Minnesota. We'll likely see some significant accumulations coming out of western Nebraska and southeastern and eastern portions of Wyoming through a big part of South Dakota to west central and northern portions of Minnesota. Some of these areas will see 6 to 10 inches of new snow accumulation, with some counties possibly getting upwards to 12 inches or a little bit more. Now, it'll be a little bit warmer storm system than what we've been seeing, so it will be wet snow, and some of the snow will likely melt as it falls, so it may not accumulate quite as impressively as it did, of course, over the weekend, where there was more than 20 inches reported in south-central portions of North Dakota. But this is still additional moisture that will be coming into the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt and raising that potential for flooding. Already 20 to 30 inches of snow is on the ground in North Dakota and northern portions of South Dakota, as well as in parts of Minnesota. And this new storm system will only add to the potential for serious flooding. Moisture totals with this event will likely run a quarter to three-quarters of an inch, with local totals getting upwards to about an inch and a third. Some areas in southern Minnesota and southeastern South Dakota will see mostly rain out of this event, and that will cause some immediate runoff. And then, of course, over the coming weekend, we'll see rising temperatures, and some snowmelt will likely begin to take place, adding to the flood potentials. Well, the temperatures across the majority of the Midwest over these next few days will contrast from well below average in the west to well above average in the east, and we'll see those temperatures even out a little bit as we get into the weekend and the early part of next week. Highs this afternoon will be mostly in the 50s and 60s across the central and eastern parts of the Midwest, with a few lower 70s in the Ohio River Valley, while some 30 and 40 degree readings occur in the northwest. We'll see those temperatures contrasting more sharply as we move into Wednesday and Thursday of this week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.